can keep in mind. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. The Curry and the Keeper. Yeah, Curry and the Keeper.
Curry the Keeper, May 9th, episode number 38.
Curry and the Keeper.
2023, forgot to say that. Hello! Hello, my queen.
Hello, my love.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm looking at one of the most beautiful women in the universe.
Oh.
Take that, Jimmy Pruitt. Hey, come on, baby. Cheers me. Let's hit it off right away.
Cheers.
This ain't no transmission fluid.
No.
That's right. No bubbles.
Let
us taste this glorious nectar.
Okay.
Hold on.
Oh.
Ooh.
It's light.
Yeah, but it has a little tang to it.
You know? I have to say, it's opened up.
Well, I opened an hour ago. We are drinking tonight. Let me see. It's in the actual show notes. Arena. Oh, no. What is this? Arena 2018 Girolamo Russo.
I love the accent, baby.
Thank you.
This was given to us some time ago from our friends Tiffany and Rob.
Ah.
They had sent us, I don't know,
four or five bottles. I remember that.
This is right when I was starting 75 Hard. So if you see the label on it that says CNTK, that means Adam, keep your mitts off
of
it.
Don't judge it. Yeah, this is from Etna, Italy. It's a red wine. It has a 4.0 rating.
Oh, out of what?
Out of five stars. Yeah, Girolamo Russo. So yeah, it has kind of a childish label. Like kind of drawn.
It's
like,
very good.
It's very
light.
If I saw this in the wine,
not an attractive label.
I would pass right by. I'd be like, I'm not going to.
It looks
that.
Like a child drew the label.
Yes, but
is that supposed to be a vineyard on the front?
That looks like ovaries. Tell me it doesn't look like.
And what are the lines? Are the lines supposed to be like the vineyard vines? You know how they have,
they're in rows? Yeah, the rows. I'm really digging the ovaries. Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's in the show notes, everybody.
I see the eggs.
It's in the show notes.
So.
Wow.
Here we are post-surgery.
Yeah. Thank you for mentioning that. So much has happened.
We need to give a recap.
Well, first of all, welcome to your Fountain Top 10 show.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. What were we going? Number four? Number five?
Yes.
What did we come in at?
Yeah, we're at number four.
This is
and
good.
And the week that...
that we took off?
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, you. We were on the top 10 list. I don't even think Living Up in a Down World was on it. Just Curry and the Keeper.
No Agenda didn't even make it on
either Podcasting 2.0.
Right.
And I was like, oh my gosh, we beat No Agenda. And you said, it's because we didn't record that week.
We didn't do a show. We didn't do a Podcasting 2.0 either. Yeah. But it doesn't matter. I want other people in the top 10.
Yeah.
Believe me, I want other people. Absolutely.
Yeah. So yeah, we are number four. But we are starting weekly next week. So.
How excited are you?
Yeah. Well, you know, things are coming together. I've got my Substack newsletter together.
Yes.
If you want to be included on the newsletter list, go to our website, curryandthekeeper.com, and subscribe. The website is still
it's janky. It's janky. Just go ahead and say it. It's janky. We're still working on it.
It's a little redneck.
Hey, man, easy does it. You live in hill country. Don't talk like that. People show up.
We're working on it, but we did get our PayPal link.
Yes, we got the PayPal link with the whole. We have a donation page.
Yeah,
which explains how to do it. And when you donate, and you might as well just mention it for a second since we're talking.
Well, this will be in the newsletter. So anybody who has ever sent me an email is going to get the newsletter. And of course, you can opt out if you want to miss all the fun. That's up to you.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So we're starting weekly, and then we have a PayPal account now. And we also, of course, are going to continue to take Satoshis through the podcast apps.
Yeah. And if you donate in Satoshis, you get a Bitcoin bonus.
Yes. It'll be counted as 1.5 times that value calculated into US dollars.
Yes. And
take care of the calculation.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, because it's as of that day.
All right, you're going to do spreadsheets.
So if it's a down day, yes, I got a. You know what? Not only am I the marketing department,
you're the finance department, you're the back office.
Yes.
Hello. Do you like the production of the show? Do you like? And somehow I got stuck with the website, which is why it's so janky. Hello. Like, I can't do tech. By the way,
what?
Let me just finish the donation thing
okay,
for a second.
All right. So we have PayPal, Satoshis, and then we have levels.
Yes.
So if you donate, and you have to keep your own accounting.
Yeah. And it's in perpetuity, starting with with the 17th.
With the 39th show. Mm-hmm. So, and it's an honor system. So you have to keep your...
Your own accounting.
But we will help you calculate the Satoshis if you need help with that.
Yeah.
So $500, $500 to $999, you are a certified sommelier.
Certified sommelier. Yes. And what do we receive?
And you get an associate executive producer credit for the show.
Executive producer. Well,
wait.
No. It's from 50.
Oh, I'm confused.
Let me go read the page. You have to understand this.
I was starting at the levels. So yeah,
I'll read it here. Okay. I have the website here. Donation between $50 and $99. Make up your own number. People like numbers. Receive an associate executive producer credit.
For that show.
Yes. Donations of $100 or more will receive an executive producer credit for the show.
Uh-huh.
Then if you have up to $500 total,
yes.
You become a master sommelier.
Yes.
Certified sommelier.
In Vineyard Nation.
In Vineyard Nation. And you receive... two Curry and the Keeper glasses.
Yes, two custom etched Curry and the Keeper wine glasses. And we're going to have a poll.
And you were also the shipping department.
I am the packaging and the shipping department and the ordering department.
Exactly.
I want a raise.
Done. Ding. Go buy some rims. We'll talk about that later. Now, if you donate more and you reach up to 1,000, again, it can be over. It doesn't matter how long. And it includes your...
It could take a year.
If you do a subscription, all these options will be available. It could take 10 years. We don't care. Then you become a master sommelier.
Yes.
And you get two
more
glasses.
Wine glasses. So the more you... Every $500 you donate, you get two glasses and you could have a set
collect
of 12
all 20.
In no time.
Exactly.
Here's my question to everybody. So Adam thinks the glasses need to have stems.
I think it's very important. Stem glasses. And I know you're already putting...
Listen, I'm thinking logistics. Okay.
Your logistics.
I'm thinking shipping and possible breakage.
It'll be fine. Where do you think these glasses came from?
I bought them on Main Street.
Right. On Main Street. And did they get them in a box?
I'm sure.
From China?
Yeah.
Yeah. They arrived. You'll figure that out.
I like the shorties. Adam doesn't like the shorties.
I don't like the short.
The juice glasses.
Just the term alone, shorties, makes me cringe. Okay. You still going to have a poll about this?
I guess I got overruled by the producer.
Executive producer. Oh. I think a stem is classier. I mean, otherwise it's a tumbler. It's not a wine glass.
The whole intent
like
is for you to build
like a sippy cup.
Who
wants sippy cups?
So the whole intent is to have you donate enough so you have a set of six you can invite friends over and drink with us.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
By that time we will be doing the show live.
Yes.
Yes.
And I know that people are pushing for us to go live, like really soon. We're going to take our time. We're going to roll into this.
I'm ready. I have nothing to hide.
There's so much that we're going to do. I have Christian rock bands lined up who want us to play their song.
On our show?
On our show.
Oh.
I mean, that'll all have to pass committee, of course.
You mean Mercy Me wants to?
Mercy Me will let us do anything we want. They want to be on the show. They want to sit next to you.
Come on down, fellas.
Barry, Nathan, and Michael. I'm like, let's be on the show.
Yeah.
So we are going to go live. And with live, of course, now we're waiting for, I'm really not supposed to mention this.
Oh.
But I'm going to.
Oh.
Fountain is going to be adding live to their app, which is a huge deal.
Okay.
So
in the top 10, everybody's going to know now, even though you're not supposed to mention that.
Well,
okay.
What can I tell you? It's coming out soon. It's kind of it's like the industry secret that everybody knows.
That everybody knows.
Yeah. I mean, Cridlin's telling me, I'm like, oh, okay. I guess everybody knows now. But that's huge because they're certainly the biggest app. Now, Fountain or Podverse and CurioCaster and Podcast Guru and Podcast Addict, they all work. But having Fountain on there, particularly for our show and for other shows who've just kind of started out on them, it's a big deal. So I'm very excited about that. And then when we go live with them, then people can be boosting live, which means we can read boostograms as they come in.
Okay.
And we'll need it because, we don't have enough to talk about to do a show every week.
I know. I'm feeling the pressure big time.
Well, first of all, it was very interesting to see how much trouble you had setting up the Substack and the PayPal and what agita you got from this. And you kept looking at me like, well, you're the tech guy. I'm like, what? I don't know anything about these programs.
Because Substack, and I know enough now.
You're a marketing writing lady.
Well, hello. I've been retired for almost 5 years, so I haven't been in the mix.
How's that been, that little vacay?
I wish it was a few more years, but apparently I'm back to work.
You are shipping, back in the trenches. Back
invoicing,
in the trenches.
Mm-hmm. Accounting, marketing. Mm-hmm.
This is good wine.
It is good. It's going down easy.
I like that.
Yes, Substack, I now know. I know enough because Jimmy needs help and I can help him with his
Substack.
From living up in a down world. Mm-hmm. So I can help him with that. They already have their PayPal. We have our PayPal, so I can help. Yes. But it's not intuitive. It is not intuitive. You have to dig around and you have to research and they don't make it easy.
But you really get frustrated and you get...
And then I look at you like, come to my rescue. And you're like, dun, 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 I'm doing my emails.
Well, but you for some reason you believe that Substack is a technology thing. It's a writing tool, and you are the marketer writer.
Oh, I can write. I can write words. It's trying to find the.
I know, but it's just as hard for me as it is for you. But you just think that, you know, tech boy will come and rescue you every single time. I think
didn't you invent podcasting?
No, but seriously, yeah, I did. Seriously.
Well, I needed your help, and you were...
Yeah, but you didn't ask for it. You were just going... I'm like, no, until you ask me, I'm not going to do it.
Okay, duly noted.
And then when I said, we're going to go weekly, here's what you said. Yeah, I'm trying to select rims for my car.
I said that?
Yes, you did. I wrote it down. I don't know why. And you still haven't selected rims. Tina likes her car, but she doesn't because she doesn't like the rims.
I'm a wheel girl. They got to be sexy. These are mom rims.
Yeah, but I chose the car, and what you always do is, it's fine.
I know, fine. I did.
Started this show. It's the F word. When you say it's fine, it's not
I know,
fine.
I know. And I cannot commit. I cannot. No,
you haven't done that in quite a while,
Was that your phone going off?
No, it was a message coming in.
Oh, so no. Were your phone going off?
No.
Anyway. We got through it. The Substack is set. Oh, we forgot to take a picture. We got to take a picture. Darn it.
Marketing department. We got to do that tonight before, because you're leaving tomorrow on your trip.
Yeah.
Tell us about your trip.
I'm heading to the Big Apple tomorrow. I'm a little nervous.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm landing at 8:00 at JFK. And then I get to navigate the airport and find a ride.
But seriously, are you really? No, are you?
I am. I will be nervous until I get to the hotel.
Why?
Just because I'm by myself and because you see all the horrible news about what's happening in the city and I don't want to get caught up in anything. And, you know, I can't bring my gun.
No.
So I'm a little nervous until I get there. So.
Well, you have the whole vineyard and Gitmo Nation at your beck and call should anything.
Yes. And here's where my head goes. So my flight leaves at 3 and it lands at 8. So I won't have any dinner. I'm going to be intent on getting to the hotel. I'm not going to go out after I get there because I'm going to be too afraid. I'm going to be starving.
And your daughter, is she going to come in?
She's
to see
you? She's not coming till Thursday. Yeah.
Oh, so. But, how you can order, Uber Eats.
Yeah.
Order something.
I'll figure something out.
Yeah. But so you don't even want to go out to get something.
No, I don't want to go by myself because I don't know the area and maybe there'll be a lot of people out and I will feel more comfortable. But it's the fear of the unknown. I don't know. I'm so excited to go to spend time with Elise. But yeah, I mean, I'm a little nervous.
Do you think that's mainly because of the news that we're reading about New York?
Sure. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. For sure.
But you have Chicago attitude, so you have nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
You are not a victim. You don't act like a victim.
No, and I don't walk like a victim either, but man, I wish I could bring my gun. Seriously. I wish I could.
You don't even walk with your gun here.
It's
you
in got my a, car.
It, the good, a lot of good that does.
I don't have to because you always have yours on you. You are my personal bodyguard. So I arrive and then Thursday we're going out to dinner with a bunch of her friends. We're going out for sushi, which I'm super excited about because...
That's Phoebe.
Yes.
Phoebe is doing a big scratch.
She's got allergies.
Being in a big scratch.
And then we're going to see Moulin Rouge. So I'm excited about that.
Because they always update the music, right? So I wonder what they'll have now. Because when was the last time we were there?
2019, right before the pandemic.
Is that when we saw Moulin Rouge? Mm-hmm. Moulin Rouge?
It was, we were having a great time and then the guy was 7 feet tall, sat in front of me.
Yes. And then you
I got, was tiff.
And I said, I'll just swap places. You went, no, it's fine. Again, you did. It's fine. I said, please swap places with me. And then I sat behind the guy and couldn't see anything. But at least I didn't have to listen to you going.
He should be bitchy. I know. I get it.
The guy was super tall. There's no doubt about it.
I'm like, of all people, you have to sit in front of me. And they were late. They arrived late, remember? Because we were just, oh my gosh, this is so great. It's such a great place.
We have no one in front of us. It's perfect.
Like, wah, wah.
That guy was tall, though. It was outrageous.
Yes. And then Friday, of course, we're going to do, I think we're doing some spa treatments. I don't know. She hooks us up for something.
Oh yeah.
And then dinner.
I'm sure it's a real deal.
Mom's coming into
town. It's a real deal.
Mom's coming into town.
I really want you to be big mom. Big mom on campus. Come in there. Big swinging dongle. Like, hey, all her, because you know, she's showing you off, girl. She loves
That's
you.
She nice
loves
thing.
Showing
she
you
wants,
off.
She wants me to meet all her friends.
Her friends love you. They see your picture. Well, first of all, who has a mom as awesome as you? Seriously.
Have you
seen those rims?
I don't have the sexy rims yet, man.
Her mom does a podcast, a Fountain Top 10 podcast.
Know,
so, you
right?
know, I'm sure she never listens.
I know.
But I bet her friends think that's cool.
Yeah.
What does your mom do? She's a podcaster. Yeah, she's married to the pod father.
And she's, you know, she's shipping, accounting, marketing, packaging.
I love how you're
tech.
How you're walking her through her asking for a raise.
Yeah, yeah. She doesn't like us to talk about her, so we can't really go into much detail.
But I love how you do that. Regardless, I think you're great at that.
Yeah,
you're so good at that. You're good at counseling.
You don't ask.
This is true.
They don't give.
True.
You got to ask. So let's give us an update about your teeth. How you doing over there?
Well, I got lots of metal in my head.
Yes,
it's heavy metal now.
Yep.
Yes,
you were nervous. You were nervous the night before.
I was.
Yes.
And that was because Maverick, periodontist to the stars. He was like, you know, he was like, hey, sorry in advance, man, for a meet. I'm going to hurt you. I'm like, well, you didn't say that the first
That's
time.
That's so interesting because he kept saying, yeah, this is not going to be nearly as bad as the first time. It's not going to be nearly as bad.
Right. But then he's like, hey, I'm going to do something different. You know, I'm not going to give you the Valium when you come in. But, you know, you come in and you come into the office an hour early. I'm going to give you Halcyon. I'm like, why are we doing everything different? And it just
he was experimenting on you.
Totally was.
He roofied you big time.
And he was very proud of himself afterwards. So, I was because, you know, now they're going to put a total of 8 titanium posts into the bone that I proudly grew.
Yes.
I ossified that all by myself.
Nice bone, baby.
Great bone. I said, great bone. You got great bone. Simmer down. You know, I had I think because I had the x-ray with the example on it.
Yes.
That I kind of looked at that. I'm like, oh man, this is.
It looked painful.
It does.
Like
it
looked, you're actually putting something in your bone.
In the bone. Yeah. And so we come in, he's like, okay, here's your Halcyon. And I'm taking that. And then he's talking and he says, oh, and by the way, look at this cool thing I got. So I'm, you know, it's like after 10 minutes, I'm starting to, I don't really feel anything, but I know something's going to happen. You're sitting there. It's like, look at this. He says, I'm going to raise your sinuses up. What?
Oh, yeah.
He says, yeah, this is a cool kit. And he's like, what? You know, and then now it's like 15 minutes in.
And you're starting
I'm starting to feel it a little bit. And you're just looking at your watch like, Phoebe has to eat. I got all kinds of stuff to do.
I'm like, knock out already, dude. I got to go.
Cool office, though. The Bernie office is a little different than the Kerrville office, right?
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah.
And did Glenn stick his head in? Do I remember? Glenn stuck his head in.
Yeah.
And then like within 30 minutes, I'm
I know. And so
you prayed over me.
I prayed over you. Yes.
And according to Mitch, you prayed and bolted before the IV even went in.
See ya, sucker.
I remember I was like, oh, this thing hurts. Like I didn't say that, but I could feel it going in. You were gone. And the next thing I knew, I was fluttering my eyes and I was like,
Yeah. Cause I called, they said, so I left, I think 7:30 and they said, about 3.5-4 hours. I'm like, okay, 11:30, haven't heard a thing. So I called and they go, well, they just finished the tops. They're going to work on the bottoms now. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh.
So how long was it in total? Was it more than 4 hours?
Yes. I think I got there at maybe 1. I can't remember. Yeah.
So and you 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Yeah, 4,
you
5
were,
hours.
You were woozy still. I mean,
I was hammered from
you
that
were
stuff.
More out of it this time than you were the first time.
I found out that because I went last Friday to get a post-op checkup, that I actually stood in the CT scanner. I have no recollection. He said, yeah, look at it, because you can see everything's all wobbly. Just because that's a drunk man standing in the CT scanner. It was like his teeth were all crooked and stuff.
They must have held you up then.
It must have been hilarious.
But you had said to him, you're like, when he called you that night, you go, dude, you roofied me, because you were out of it.
I was out of it until at least that whole night.
And you were so hungry. You were hungry.
I was very hungry.
Catherine and Kathy made delicious soup for you, but it was not satiating you.
No. Well, but they had the soup. They had the potato soup. They had the tortilla soup. They had the Mama Kathy's magic bone broth, which I totally credit to Quick Healing.
Yes.
So does Maverick. He says, yeah, that stuff's good, man.
Yeah, good. I think it really helped you.
And then they forced Brian into cooking up a chicken and made chicken broth. I mean, I really had everything.
They took care of you.
So sweet.
I just went to Natural Grocer and bought you box soup.
Seriously, she did. She bought, what is this? It's a tomato base. creamy tomato. Thank you for cooking the Jell-O puddings, babe. They were great.
you were grouchy. You were grouchier this time.
Grouchier?
Yeah. Mm-hmm, for sure. I have it in my note, because I have here grouchier than the first time. I was silently becoming Nurse Ratched under my voice.
Yeah, I know.
Under my breath.
You were doing horrible pain, giving me pain and doing stuff and hiding my medication. That's what Nurse Ratched did.
But here's Adam. So Adam, you're eating soup. You know, you're like, you're not satiated. You're eating pudding, Jell-O, applesauce soup. This was Wednesday. You had your surgery. Friday, you go, I'm down a whole size.
I went from
33 to 32 in 2 days.
And you look at me like, so who was grouchy? I think you were grouchy because you couldn't believe that I dropped a whole pant size in 3 days.
I went down a whole pant size.
I did.
Are you still down a pant size?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm wearing 32s and there's room for my gun.
Oh.
I may be a 29.
2 days, 48 hours, he drops 10 pounds.
Don't you hate me for that? Yes. Well, I'm sorry I was grouchier.
It's okay. I mean, your mouth got jacked.
Well, this time, And this time the swelling was on the top. It was near my cheeks, which was very different.
Because of your sinuses,
mm-hmm. And then, of course, what do I notice?
What?
My hearing in my right ear improved yet again.
Isn't that crazy?
It's beyond crazy. It's a blessing. Thank you. It's a super blessing. I love it.
That was the bonus about all this.
Yeah. Thank you.
You got your sinuses fixed.
Yeah. Sinuses fixed.
But you got through
it
again as a trooper. You really did. And you know what? It wasn't as bad. The swelling wasn't nearly. You were just grouchier, I think, because you were just.
I think that was the roofie. The roofie made me. I'm telling you, I remember this from the Bon Jovi roofie. Coming back from Moscow, you go loopy from that stuff.
And how's the constipation been?
Actually, thank you for asking. It's pretty good. It's pretty cleared up, yeah. Yeah, I'm pooping like crazy. I'm down. Did I tell you I'm down to size 20 to 32? Did I tell you? You know, that might have something to do with it. So in case you are wondering, yes, I'm pooping great. I'm so happy.
Oh, so Adam says, you know, so yes, he's going
to. I was constipated for months the first time.
I heard about it every day.
What was it? The hydrocodone.
I took
ibuprofen and the Naproxen. What was it?
Naproxen. Naproxen? I don't know what it's called.
It's basically ibuprofen plus is what it is. Yeah. So, yeah.
No, I heard about it every day.
I white knuckled my way through it. Yeah. Oh, about the constipation?
Yes. We bought you smooth move tea.
Yeah. Well, excuse me. Excuse me, woman.
I'm glad you're healed. I am. I'm glad. Okay. And, you know, and yeah, you're svelte because coming up in June, would you say what's happening in June?
Well, before we get to that.
Oh.
So. In a couple of weeks, I get my temporary teeth screwed in, which is, it's really cool. I mean,
why are they doing that step? Why not just the regular teeth?
No, because you have to train the gums. So they're going to go in a little bit. You have to train the gums to take the teeth so that the gums and the teeth kind of flow over. Otherwise, you just have, you know, the fakest teeth of all, just like straight white and then pink or whatever. So. And they're going to tighten those up every couple of weeks with a little Allen wrench. I mean, literally, it's an Allen wrench goes into the tooth. It's crazy.
So if you need to take it out, can you unscrew it?
You could, technically. You could unscrew it and put in fangs or something else.
Oh, cool.
Okay. Sure.
For Halloween.
Yeah. So I'm
okay. So end of the month.
End of the month. Yeah. And to claw back some of the cash, I'm having Maverick fly me up to see Glenn Beck the show on the 23rd. To claw back. Hey, bro, you got it. Your plane. We're going to Dallas.
You just thought
Glenn
he
Beck
would
show.
Enjoy that though too. Oh, of course. I mean, he gets to do all the fun things.
Yeah. He actually canceled patients. He's like, I'm moving to surgery for this.
He'll enjoy that.
Now, there was something about June, though, because you said you were going to do something in June, and then I topped you. That's what that was. Okay. What were you going to do in June?
I am going on a social media detox in June.
That's right. Yes. I forgot to talk about my light phone.
Oh, wait a minute. What does that have to do with my social media detox?
Because that's how it came about. Oh. You were talking about social media detox, and I got a light phone, which then you like you turned your nose up at it. Like, what is this?
It looks like... It looks like the fake Palm Pilot that used to give the kids. You know how you could lift up that sheet? You could write on it lift up the sheet and erase?
Yes.
That's what it looks like.
Was it called graffiti that you had to write in that special language? It does look like a Palm Pilot. She's over here.
Oh, she's over here. No, do you remember how though you had that sheet of paper and you could write and then you lifted it up?
Lift it up, yes.
Yeah, I don't know what it's called. That's what it looks like.
Because I was saying I'm detoxing a little bit, you know, just so when I go out, I don't take my smartphone. And it's not a social media issue I have. I just don't want the technology in my life all the time because now I take this phone that basically does text and phone.
You're surrounded by technology all the time, though.
That's why. But I go out of the house, I'm walking with Phoebe. I'm looking at Phoebe. I'm talking to Phoebe. I'm not listening to a podcast. I'm not looking at my phone.
You're talking to Phoebe?
Yeah, I talk to Phoebe. I'm listening to the animals.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm talking to God. I'm talking to the wind, stuff like that. You know, and I just want less in my life. And actually, Dave Jones, Podcasting 2.0 partner, we both got one at the same time because he also feels like, we've got so much technology. Let's try and not have that when we're out. And when you go out to dinner with you, I'm not going to take this stupid phone.
It's bare bones, and that's what you want. I mean, it is like bare bones.
In text, it does have a calendar, an alarm. It clearly does the Amber Alert that went off at 6 a.m. the other morning.
What is with these Amber Alerts at 6 in the morning? You're supposed to jump out of bed and hop in your car
and look for the kid? In San Antonio?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So anyway, so then you said you were going on a social media detox. Mm-hmm.
For the whole month of June, I'm going to be off of Instagram Twitter.
Why stop at June? Why not just go?
Because I have to ease into it and see how I feel.
After a month, you're going to go back into it?
I don't know. I want to see how I feel. But for June, for you, is big month.
Yeah, because I said, because Tina keeps begging me to work out. I'm like,
do you hear that, people?
You really don't want me to do it because I know what's going to happen.
You hear that, people?
This body is going to blow up. It's going to be huge. I will still have the 32-inch waist. I'm going to be cut down there by my loins. My neck's going to get thick. I'm going to have guns. And you're going to be very sad because you're just going to be, you're going to speak to you without social media, and I'm going to be cut and buff.
In a month.
Oh, 3 weeks.
Oh, you heard it here, people. We're going to post a before and after picture.
You have no idea.
Oh, I'm so excited to watch this transformation.
And then Tina's like, can I train you? No, I don't need any help from you. Just give me the room. Leave the room. I'll be fine.
Can I watch?
No.
Why not?
No, I don't come and watch you.
Yes, you do. You walk in all the time.
Just to take your breakfast order. Yes. Literally, to take your breakfast order.
Hey, can I get you some eggs and bacon?
Yeah, that's exactly what I do. See? I'm so subservient to you. I am.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. No, you'll see. I mean, it's almost like I knew that I could stop smoking, and I did.
Yeah.
No problem.
No, you did.
You didn't hear anything from me?
No.
Not complaining. And now, it's okay. Now I'm going to work out. And then what will you need from me next to be even more perfect after that? You'll figure something out. I am very happy though.
About?
My life has made a change for the better.
Oh?
You have found someone who can do your nails in Fredericksburg.
Thank you, Annette Pruitt.
This makes my life so much better. You would drive to Austin an hour and a half each way to have your nails done.
Yes.
It's so, men cannot comprehend this.
Well, I like having my nails done because everybody looks at your hands and I like it. I like long nails. And I was having a hard time hearing Fred, trying to find somebody. And Annette, I went with Annette and Faith. We all got our nails done last Tuesday. And the young guy who did my nails, I told him, I want them thin. I want them thin. Sure enough, in 2 days,
snap,
they broke. I mean, I had janky nails.
You literally, this is how it goes. I'm sitting at the table. Oh. Tina goes, oh, and she flips me the bird right in front of my face. I'm like,
you go, what did I do?
What did I do? She said, no, look at this nail. It happened to be your middle finger. And you didn't even know, you were so upset, you didn't even know you were flipping me the bird, but you were showing me the middle finger. I'm like, oh, and the nail was cracked. Then you broke a nail while you were asleep. Asleep. I don't know how that happens.
I know. White girl problems. I know.
That's racist.
I know it is. But in the scheme of things, it's stupid. I know. But it's not inexpensive to get your nails done. And I was just upset because I'm going to New York.
Yeah. Okay,
so I went back to the salon and the owner actually did my nails and she did an amazing job. So I am now her new client. I'm added to her client list.
I'm so happy that I don't have to hear the following.
I know.
I'm just going to cut them all off. No. Which always,
that's not how I sound.
To me, it sounds spot on.
The way you portray me on this podcast, people must think I'm an ogre.
No, just look at you. People look at you like, she can't. He must be full of it. He's lucky. He's just lucky to have this.
Speaking of, I do get grouchy. I do. So the other night. Wait,
is this a trap?
No, I'm transitioning.
Am I supposed to go, yeah?
Transitioning.
This is a trap. This is a step away from this. Okay.
So the other night, we're in bed and I wake up. And you're on your phone and the light from the phone is radiating through the whole room. I'm like, what are you doing? You're like, I'm reading scripture.
I was.
I was not happy though.
I woke up. I'm like, I'll just read some scripture.
I was not happy. I was like, oh, I can't. It's hard. I'm like, I need a night mask.
That's what happened in the morning. You come, I need a night mask. I'm nailing it, by the way. It's totally.
I need
a nightmare. And I said, why don't you just put the pillow over your head like you normally do? Or maybe I should help. when I'm reading scripture in the middle of the night. Because I woke up and I don't remember what it was. I think it was because I had pain or something. Yeah. Because I was waking up at like 2 or 3 in the morning when the ibuprofen would wear off. I just woke up and I took another one. I was waiting for it to kick in. So I'm just reading a little bit of Bible.
Just catching up.
Yeah, just catching up on a couple thousand years of scripture. And I'm sorry. And I was like, I'm sorry.
But did you turn your phone off?
No, of course not.
No. You're like, roll over.
I did not say
yes,
that.
Yes, you did.
I did? Oh, good for me. Roll over.
Oh, but then I was thinking, so we were listening to not this week's Living Up in a Down World, but the previous week. And Pastor Jimmy was talking about how he's a glasses half full kind of guy. And I'm thinking to myself, that's why you and Jimmy get along so well. Yeah. Because you are like that too.
I would say glasses 3/4 full kind of guys. We're even more optimistic than optimistic.
Yes. And that's why you guys are so, you get along so well because you're really the same, you know, you're upbeat. And I can be.
I've never had a best friend who lives nearby, who's my age, who's interested in the same things I am. It's really nice.
I know.
It's really nice.
I know. And you're both happy all the time.
Kind of.
Me, not so much. Broken nails, technology.
I mean, really hard stuff in your
pulled
life.
Pulled out of retirement.
Okay.
Understandable.
I'm mad. Understandable. But I'm happy by
some. I'm sorry I get grumpy. I get out of it, though, quickly, don't I?
As long as I don't harsh on it, as long as I don't go, are you okay? Is something wrong? If I keep doing that, then you go, like,
calm down, Tina.
I've never in my life. I heard Jimmy say that to Annette the other day. I'm like, whoa. He said, calm down. I'm like, whoa, dude, DEFCON 3, what are you doing? He said, calm down to a woman, any woman. Doesn't matter who it is. Could be your sister. Could be your mother. No, this is just you. That's like third rail. But he, no.
I know you're a problem solver. You're like, how can I help you? Except when I'm huffing and puffing about Substack.
No,
you're like, I'm going to wait for her to ask me for help.
Yeah. I mean, this is, I know just as little about that as you do, probably even less because you've been in Substack. You've written for Substack.
Yeah.
And I don't know anything about Substack. I signed up for one so I could look at their notes, whatever that is.
Yeah. So I was at church I go to church every Sunday, of course.
Yes, I know.
Not this past Sunday, but the Sunday before. And there's a moment at the church before Jimmy actually does the sermon, and they tell everybody to turn around and say hello to people.
Which I love that. I miss that. I can't do that apart from home.
So I went over to one side where I don't typically go, and I go, hi. I go, hi, my name's Tina Curry. And they go, Tina? From the podcast?
Really?
I go,
oh, that's cool. Oh, I like that.
I go, yeah. I go, you listen to our podcast? They go, yeah, we listen to you guys. We love it. I go, how do you know about it? They go, living up in a down world.
Oh, yeah, cool.
A lot of cross promotion going on there.
There's something interesting about this format that we've kind of pioneered, and people like it when they hear a married couple who are just speaking truth to each other and letting other people listen in on it. And you know, Annette and Jimmy totally fit into that perfectly.
Yeah.
There's something really nice about it, because husband and wife podcast typically is cringy, really cringy. Now, of course, we have.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. In general, yeah. It's pretty.
Like,
yeah. It's pretty
like Brett Weinstein and what's her name? What's her name? Heather?
Heather. You're very sweet. My God. Yeah, well, you know.
Maybe I should start talking like that.
David Foley.
Yes.
Our friend David Foley.
Yes.
He said, and by the way, I didn't know David was Christian.
Oh.
You know, and
I did. Oh, yeah.
Well, I've known it for a while now, mm-hmm. but...
Yeah, because he recommended Jordan Peterson
correct.
Videos. Mm-hmm.
But he recommended that to you, not yes. to me, right? Ooh. He said, our pastor had a great sermon years ago where he talked about a stepladder being the foundation of your marriage, with each of you on either side of the ladder. And as you climb the ladder, you got closer to God and you got closer to your spouse. And he sent me that. I thought that was really, that's so true. That's kind of what it is.
And that's
being on this journey together.
That's exactly how I feel about our marriage.
Except at the top of the stepladder, it's me screwing in the light bulb as usual.
No, at the top of the stepladder, it's me with my crown.
I just thought that was a beautiful analogy.
Oh, that is lovely.
I really like that a lot.
You know, and I love that. I love that it's the center of our lives now. I mean, we talk about scripture all the time. I shared with you today, my God shot. I do this God shot every day with my friend Julie and with Ashley from my 75 Heart group. And I love talking through that with you. I mean, it's just so important for us. And
every single day.
You're really getting good at the praying.
Who?
At dinner, you. Oh. You got it down, dude.
Well, ever since I heard Peggy do that one, you know, when she prayed with us and we were out to dinner.
Yeah,
we had
you
just
were
started.
Just like,
whoa. I'm like, bam, girl, I want to pray like you. You got it down. You know, and I listened to Jimmy like, okay, I can do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did it too. And then when I said the word fellowship, you were like, what? Christianese. That's what Julie said. Julie, because Julie used the word, and Ben goes, what are you speaking Christianese for?
We got a note from Holland.
Oh.
From Marika Moore Wieland. And she actually sent it in Dutch. But she said, and I'm just translating on the fly.
Okay.
She said that you know, she's been listening to the Curry and the Keeper podcast. I'm not quite sure how she found it. And she says she really loves how we speak with each other. It's so recognizable, especially since her husband is also a ham radio operator.
Oh, nerd. Nerd alert.
Oscar Delta Papa thing, she said. His Oscar Delta Papa thing, whatever that is. But she says, during the last podcast, Curry and the Keeper podcast, you said that both of you are going to be talking more about your relationship to God. This is from a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And it really struck me. She said, pardon me for asking, and please pray on this. Oh boy, here we go. But if you are ever in the Netherlands, would you consider coming to the Drachten Christian Fellowship, your favorite word, she says, fellowship, and would you like to give your testimony to the congregation?
Oh my gosh, we're going there. We're going to Holland.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, this is kind of
I'll
a big
thing. I'll get up
thing.
There with you. Hey, I'm waiting for Jimmy and Annette to invite us up on stage.
Hey, everybody. I don't think, no.
We're signing books in the back?
No.
I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
I'm very flattered that she asked
this. Wow. I would love to. When people ask me my story, I happily give them my story, just like you do.
Can you do that in Dutch? Just kidding. I'm sure that
Tosti Hamkas. I can talk in.
So there was a Tosti Hamkas, and bam, there was God. I saw him right in my Tosti Hamkas. Jesus, look, there he is. He's right there.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Something for us to think about. Yeah. But I thought it was really sweet that she asked. And just the reach of the show.
Yeah.
It's so fantastic.
Yeah.
We also got a note from Luke van der Helm, another Dutch guy, but he's in Finland, and he loves the Dutchisms we discuss.
Uh-huh.
He says, I'd like to give you two more that Tina might find are funny.
Okay.
Sticking a heart under your belt. And heart onder je riemsteken. I have no idea where it comes from. But
what does it mean?
What it means is if you're down or if you need some courage, I'll stick a heart under your belt.
Okay.
I have to figure out where it comes from.
Okay.
And van achteren kijken, de koe in zijn kont kijken. Yeah, which means looking up the cow's ass. And which means easy for you to say for some reason. Oh, it's easy to look in the cow's ass when you're looking at behind.
Interesting.
The Dutch, man. I'll tell you.
Yeah, they're interesting folks.
But I learned something else because Jimmy was doing his whole thing about Abraham, which was pretty cool after we saw the movie.
Yes. Yeah, his only son.
And he was talking about Isaac. Uh-huh. It was a great message. And I said, in Holland, when you turn 50, they say, oh, you're gonna see Abraham.
Oh.
Or Sarah, if you're a woman.
Uh-huh.
And he said, well, where does that come from? And we looked it up. And so at a certain point, Jesus says, well, I've known Abraham forever. I'm paraphrasing. And people say, I mean, you're not even 50. How could you have seen Abraham? So because of that one passage about Jesus not being 50, because Abraham and Sarah were so old.
Right, right, right.
That was translated into, and people actually, when you turn 50, you get an Abraham doll or a Sarah doll.
Really?
Yes.
Can we get a couple of those?
You're a little late.
Oh.
Can we get one plus a few years, plus extra fingers or something?
Oh my God, that's cool.
Yeah, people will make that. They'll put that outside the, birthdays are a big deal in Holland, yes, right? They do all kinds of weird stuff.
Yes,
so.
Yes, yes.
Anyway. It's so interesting how God and the Bible and scripture especially, how it's been around me all my life and all these different sayings.
You know what? You are so, it's profound to me how much you remember scripture. You remember it. We're watching The Chosen and you're reciting it. And I'm thinking, I read the whole New Testament and I could not, I cannot keep the people straight. I'm excited to read it again because
you can keep the people straight. You know all the people.
Well,
and this guy's a friend of this guy and his brother and you know all that
stuff. Well, I'm in 2 Samuel right now and I think Jimmy had mentioned talking about David and I'm like, all right, let's do it because I'm right in that story right now.
David basically was a Flander. He had sex with everybody.
I told you that.
Hello, I remember things. Hello.
That wasn't all that he did, but anyway.
No, he did. He was a warrior, of course.
Yes, I love the fact that Jimmy may go there. But speaking of our faith journey, we got a beautiful Bible from Roger and Camilla McGuinn. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, so I think I mentioned that when...
it's a long... I can't read the whole letter. It's a long letter.
Oh, no.
She talks about how they met.
But when I got baptized, all of a sudden, Roger McGuinn, guitarist of the Birds, is on Twitter going, amen, hallelujah. I'm like, oh, Roger? Christian? He said, oh, yeah, I want to send you something. And so then his wife, Camilla, sends this beautiful letter, which is like 6 pages, handwriting.
I want to read the last couple paragraphs if I can. But
yeah,
go ahead,
please,
finish
please.
Your, you want to finish
well,
your thought?
Well, and with it is this beautiful Bible. What's the name of the Bible again? It's something Spirit Bible, and it is a beautiful piece of work.
We were fighting over it, actually.
Multicolored, with great extra informational stories. I mean, like a history book.
We were fighting over it.
No, I was reading it, and then I read it 2 mornings in a row, and you come in and go, that's for both of us. Just like that, by the way. My nail is broken. That's for both of us.
That I am just awful to live with.
No, people think, man, that Curry, he puts up with a lot. What like, a cool
no,
dude.
That Curry, he's quite the comedian.
Yeah,
okay,
man.
Let me just read this.
Please,
this, this end. So she gives us a sense, this beautiful letter about how they met and how God came into their life and into her life. But the last couple paragraphs says, we're sending you this Bible because it has many wonderful study notes and maps. You can learn when the book was written and by whom. There are word definitions and clarification notes. It was edited by Jack Hayford with the help of many teachers and preachers. We were in Jack Hayford's congregation when he mentioned the study books every believer needed. And then years later, he edited all of them into this beautiful Bible. Besides reading the Bible together, we pray together. Sometimes it takes over an hour in the morning, but what an hour. We pray for our families and friends who don't know Jesus yet, our friends who do know Jesus, and we pray all around the world. Our knowledge of geography had definitely increased. An interesting thing about praying with someone, if there has been a disagreement, the prayers stumble. I remember sinking on the floor when I had a disagreement with Roger, which happens when two people get married before they even know each other, but it is God who gets it all worked out.
Aww.
Such a lovely letter. Thank you so much, Roger and Camilla.
And then we learn, you know, because basically, you know, even though Roger does his tours, the rest of the year, they're just on these fabulous cruise ships.
Yeah, we were thinking that could be our retirement gig.
I'm like, we should be doing this show live on the cruise ship.
Mm.
Think about it.
And this is no Carnival cruise ship. This is is this? The Seven
Silver Seas?
Silver Seas?
I mean, you've got 1,000-square-foot suite, every room a mini suite. They've got.
I'm like, let's take this show on the road.
I mean, and so what Roger and Camilla do is they go on these cruise ships, and he does.
They went to the Seychelles. You know how far the Seychelles are?
Yes, it's a long way.
Yes.
But then they do, he does, I guess he plays and tells some stories, and then they just hang out with cool people. I mean,
babe, you got so many MTV stories, so many countdown stories. Let me pimp you out.
I mean,
let's go
for retirement. For retirement, I'm in for that. Definitely. I mean, now they're 80 now. I think.
Yeah.
What a life.
What
man.
A nice gig.
Yeah. There's hope.
Yeah.
We don't have to be silly podcasters for the rest of our life. No, we'll still be doing podcasts. Yeah. I think
we'll take this show on the road.
And they have the best internet of all the cruise ships, according to the, because I was like, oh, but maybe we do an Alaska and it's all in. So all you can drink. You don't have to show silly beads or anything like that.
Beads. And it's it's almost one-to-one staff.
I know. Yeah. Finally staff.
Yeah. Let's get Jimmy and Annette. Have them come with us. They could take their show on the road, too.
We could put a show together like no one else's business.
Exactly.
That could be so,
exactly.
But we need Jeff.
Oh.
Pass it. So,
Pastor Jeff.
So, Jimmy and Annette's daughter, Faith,
got
married.
Yes.
Jimmy gave her away and married her.
Yes.
And we were invited to the wedding, and it was really beautiful.
Let me just say, I feel so honored that we were included in that.
Yes, it was a very small group.
Yes. I mean, because she was with her church family, mm-hmm. and we were there, and then we got invited to their house afterwards, and I just feel so part of that family. I love that.
I did perform for everybody.
You did? Oh, you did.
I think I told at least an hour and a half of MTV stories.
It wasn't an hour and a half, but you did tell MTV stories where her daughter Alicia was just loving it all. Loving it.
I did my gig. I did my gig.
Dude, we could take this show on the road, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah. Notice how I'm doing all the work.
Listen, I'm accounting, shipping, purchasing.
You do collections. All right. At the end of the cruise, where's our envelope? We need a brown paper bag with all the money, 24-hour limo service.
You want your t-shirt? You want your Adam Curry Podfather t-shirt?
Yeah. Now we can sell merch. We can sell some merch.
Yeah, exactly.
The future is so bright.
I know. Anyway, so the wedding, you were saying, Faith's wedding.
Oh, now I brought this up for a reason, but it was...
Where Jimmy, walked her down the
aisle.
And then he married them.
Yeah. And he did a thing, Ephesians 5. And how you submit to each other and how men treat women as Jesus treated the church. So basically you would die for your wife. I mean, but then he also cracked jokes about it at the same time.
Yeah, you're making it, you're talking about it very simplistic.
Well, of course I am. Hello.
He was talking about how the scripture is taken out of context because people don't read the whole thing.
Well, that was part of the point, but mm-hmm. the punchline was the best part.
Which was?
Was that women, yes, you honor your man, but men honor their woman, and they do it the way Jesus honored the church, and you die. And he says, so basically he says, I died 5 times this morning. I mean, he has punchlines that are pretty good.
And that pretty, was pretty good.
They're pretty good.
That was pretty good.
And at the right moment, he just cracks you up. He's got a good time.
Yeah. No. He's very captivating.
And Brandon is a cool dude.
Yeah.
Very cool.
It was really lovely. You know, I was hired as the photographer.
Yes.
Hired.
Yeah. Hired. Big air quotes.
And I use air quotes around photographer. Right. And I was kind of nervous about it because I'm not. Yeah. I just don't have an eye for that.
No. Yes, you do. And what's great about what you do is you'll say, okay, I want you on that side. You know, you're doing the pictures, the family pictures. All right. Faith here, Brandon there, Jimmy there, Annette there. Everyone move over. And then you go in and you did the thing. You made sure the dress was perfectly positioned at the bottom.
Because I'm a woman, yes, of course. Yes. Yeah.
But photographers often don't do this. Yeah. Even wedding photographers don't do this.
Yes. You know,
who do this for a living.
This is true. This is true.
And of course, I took the backup with my high-end Graphene OS phone.
Yes.
And my pictures look pretty good.
They did.
I have to say.
They did.
And I videoed the whole thing.
Yeah.
Also, if you can have a video of the whole thing, that's pretty cool.
It was a lovely, lovely wedding.
Really,
and then
nice.
We went to Annette and Jimmy's afterwards, and we had just a lovely time there, too.
Yes. You got a little overserved on the wine.
And cake. I ate 2 pieces of cake. I said to Annette,
I didn't see your second.
I know.
I would have stopped you if I saw you doing
second
piece.
That's what happens. I get a few glasses of wine. I'm like, oh, free for all.
Yeah. But then you're like, oh, too much sugar.
So I said to Annette, I go, I'm having a second piece of cake. Don't judge me.
I wish I'd seen it. I would have stopped that right away.
I know.
Now, we did something pretty cool before all this. We have that. We kind of did a community thing, which I'm really liking.
Oh, wait, before you go there. So, you know, Annette's talking about, you know, she talks big about her aloe vera juice. You know, she's like, oh, I love this stuff.
Bro, we got to taste that stuff.
She brings it out. She's shaking this big jug. It looks like
transmission fluid. Yeah. Literally, it's in the transmission fluid. It's like we have those in the back of the plane for the oil. It looks just like that. It's from the same factory.
She's shaking it up. It looks like this clear gallon bottle. And she pours it. I'm like, don't pour me a lot because I may not like it. Sure enough, I taste it.
No,
and I'm like, oh my God. And you taste it. You go, it tastes like floaty juice.
Yes. You know, when you blow up a floaty for a child on their arm and you smell that kind of that plastic talcum powdery thing. And I'm so, this smells just like a floaty. So yes, floaty sap.
It's floaty juice, he said.
Yeah. That's what it is. And they're like, we got used to it. So,
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, here, pour me another wine. No, that floaty juice.
She loves that stuff, though. I guess it's an acquired taste.
And I don't guess. For sure, it's an acquired taste. Thank you. It's fine.
Floaty juice.
Yeah. I scoff at their floaty juice.
I guess
we did something cool.
What did we do?
As part of the Beef Initiative.
Oh, yes.
We really wanted to get people into eating pure, grass-fed, grain-finished, organic animal protein from K&C cattle, which we've been enjoying for what? A year and a half now?
Oh.
Almost 2 years, maybe. No, a year and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks to Texas Slim.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, is running around the country promoting this. And so we say, well, instead of us coming to Austin again, Cole, can we get you to come out if we get enough people to order? He says, absolutely. So we got, what, 7 families to order?
Yes.
And then
I think it was 7.
And then I paid, you know, for everything in Bitcoin, which is part of the fun of it, you know, just to practice, because one day, you know, your social credit score will tell you you've had too much beef or you've flown too much and your carbon credits are overdue. And, you know, so we'll have a secret way to pay for it. And Chris, who works for Cole, came out, big ex-Marine, beautiful guy. And he had all of the beef boxes filled. You know, we had like 4 boxes and boxes for other families. We tried to fit most of it into our freezer and then in the other freezer and then some in the studio with the air conditioning down really low. And it was kind of like a community thing. Everyone came by the house that day to pick up their beef.
I know.
And it was really cool. I loved that.
I loved
it.
It
was so fun. And now do we have more people who want to do this?
Yeah. Yeah, because Jimmy said that there's possibly more people from the church that he can.
Yeah, so then they can come to the church and then Cole will come out and they'll make some samples and cook up some stuff for people.
That'd be great.
And then they'll have product with them and people can order. And then, you know, and we'll be like Hill Country
Beef.
Hill Country Beef. HCB. H-E-B, HCB.
Yeah, so that was on a Wednesday. And so people were coming in and out of our house picking it up. And so Annette and Jimmy came by because their neighbor purchased them. And so Of course, we just started hanging out. We opened up a bottle of wine.
This is what I liked about
yes,
it.
Yes, I loved the spontaneity of it. I loved it because we don't rarely do that. And so I just loved it. And so we're sitting there, we're talking, and we just get along with them so well. I mean, we just love them. And we're just talking, and you turn to me and you go, "Hey, how about if we get a charcuterie board together?" And I go, "Okay, go ahead."
And I swallowed for a moment and went, "Okay, I'll show you."
Bam, charcuterie board.
And how did my charcuterie board look that I just pulled out of my cow's butt from behind? Did it look good or did it look good? I had three kinds of cheese. I had olives. I had
pineapple.
Crackers.
But I like the way. And little toothpicks. I like the way that you're like, "Hey, how about a charcuterie board?" And you look at me. I'm like, "Go for it, dude."
This is one of those I'm dying moments. And then now we're.
You did a good job, baby.
Now everyone came by. Everyone told their stories. A couple of the moms had been at the Moms for Liberty.
That was a while ago.
Well, they came.
They were up at in Austin.
Yeah, but they came through with stories. You know, it was just nice to hear everyone's story. And I walked Phoebe, and then other people rolled up. And I don't know, it was something about it.
It was lovely.
Yeah, it had a real community vibe.
But I just love that Pastor Jimmy and Annette just hung out with us. I loved it. And then you're like, "Hey, how about we whip up some dinner?" And you, again, just whipped up your
hold
baggage.
Hold on. I said, "How about I?" And then you just went, "Whatever, dude. You did pretty good on that scooter board. I did salad. I did rice.
I made the rice.
Wow. How did you make such great rice? In the rice cooker? Wow. Wait, let's give you a triple boost for that.
Boost.
Good job. So I whipped up a salad.
Oh my God, you're making my stomach hurt.
You look so funny when you laugh. You're so cute.
Oh
you're
my
so cute.
Goodness.
So I whipped up a salad. We pulled some.
And you're like, "Babe, we barely have anything." Because I was going to go to the store because I was going to make, I think, steak tacos. And I just took a flank steak out. I thought it was a bavette, but it was a flank steak.
You have to understand, I'm the guy that loves to have too much food. Whatever it is, I want more of it for this very reason.
I know.
We had it.
Never again. We're always going to stock Annette's wine. She likes Pinot Grigio. Is that what she likes?
Yeah.
You're like, "That's never going to happen again. We're going to have Pinot Grigio in the house.
And let's get some of that aloe vera sap for
because
her.
Because the wine...
Throw that in the fridge.
Because the wine you poured her, the first
oh
wine...
Oh my God, it looked like urine. And she said it. "That looks like pee." I'm like, "Let's taste it." Oh, yeah. It was not good. I don't even know what that was. I don't know where we got the bottle from.
I don't know.
Someone didn't send it to us because it was wrong. It was pee wine. But see, that's the stuff that bothers me. So now I really understand. They really are white wine drinkers. They are just white wine drinkers. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But so, what fun. And so then when they were here, they're like, "You know, because we're going to go to, we're going to Spain. We're going to Europe in August where we decided timing wise. We're going to go to Spain. We're going to go to Holland, of course, to see Christina." And then I'm like, "I want to go to Italy." And Annette goes, "We want to meet you in Italy." I'm like, "Come on.
All right.
Come on down."
Yeah.
Yes. So I have a recommendation from your sister. I got to talk to Annette about it and we're going to get this scheduled.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love that.
I love it.
I love when I don't have to do anything. That's my favorite part of scheduling.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just have to show up and bring my gear.
Bring your gear.
Because I will be doing podcast.
Yes. Hey, do you want to thank a few people? How are we on time?
Yes. No, we're good on time. Okay. In fact, it's perfect.
Now it's time to hear from the Cork Soakers.
Hello, Cork Soakers.
Hello.
We got to hear from those Cork Soakers now.
Hey.
Yeah.
That's right. Become a Cork Soaker, everybody.
Now it's time to hear from the Cork Soakers.
We got a lot of people pitching in and having a good time and having things to say, which is what we like, particularly if you do that through one of those incredibly beautiful new podcast apps. You can get one at podcastapp.com. We recommend Fountain for the newbies, but we've got Podverse and CurioCaster and Castomatic and many. You can find them at podcastapps.com. We did get a note from Circumference who said, "You know, I was about to say that you missed my last donation on Curry and the Keeper when I looked at the record in the Fountain app. Somehow it went to the No Agenda show."
Oh, yes.
And he says, "Could you please make an adjustment?" Well, no. I mean, this is the beauty of the freedom of Bitcoin and boosting and podcasting 2.0. There's no take backs. There's no help desk. You screw it up, you screw it up. But do you have the note? He said he sent a note to your Instagram.
Oh.
Did you have that note?
Hold on.
But while you're looking for that, I will go through the boosts that have come in. And, of course, we do have the donation page, which explains exactly how you can help us out. You can also do that through PayPal now. We've added that to the mix. Also, we do have a P.O. box. We love all kinds of stuff that you send us, particularly donations of wine are accepted and appreciated. And if you do boost us through one of the podcast apps, remember it's 1.5 times for your title of sommelier, official certified sommelier.
I don't know
sommelier.
Where that note is because I don't know what's his real name.
Okay, I'm gonna dox him. Actually, it's funny. I took that out of the notes.
Oh,
I wouldn't accidentally dox him. I can tell
you. I think he sent me an email. I don't think he sent me.
It is John Jensen.
John Jensen.
Yeah. So we're looking at our top boost for today of 101,000 Satoshis.
Oh, what? Yeah,
101,000 Satoshis.
Who's that?
This is Mr. Robot.
Oh, my gosh.
How about that, huh? And
wow.
When you do something like that, you get a...
Shot caller, 20-inch blaze on the Impala.
I am Mr. Robot. This podcast, he says, is a good balance that Adam needs between tech and deconstructing the media all week. It's good to hear him excited about his faith while still talking about relationships and communication and, of course, sampling liters of wine. Aww. Good for the keeper and Adam doing this once a week. Mr. Robot of the Cork Soaker Nation and the Red Wine River of Texas.
Wow, thank
Top
you.
Donor, yes. And then with a Striper boost.
Striper
boost. Well, I think I have it. Don't I have it? Yeah, here's a Striper boost. 77,777 from Pastor Jimmy.
Aww.
Striper boost because Damonette and I are eyewitnesses to the authenticity of your relationship on and off the air. Love you both. And Miss Phoebe too.
Aww.
Heart emoji.
Aw, that's so sweet. You too just trade your sats back and forth.
Oh. Now you're blowing our cover.
Oh, sorry.
That's the beauty. I finally taught him how to get his sats out of Albi and
nice.
Into Fountain. So
nice.
He just wants to boost all kinds of apps,
I know.
Podcasts.
I know.
Sir Brian with an I, 33,444. He says, hello, Vineyard Nation, or shall I say in the evening?
Oh, instead of in the morning.
Well, here we find ourselves upon weekly episodes. We've made our bed and now we must lay in it. This is a ploy, a Ponzi scheme. It's extortion to the highest degree to get us digging between the couch cushions searching for long-lost Satoshis. I have taken on a paper route to supplement my boosts.
Nice.
If you Cork Soakers don't donate, I'll be forced to start an OnlyFans account. And nobody wants to see this hunk of burning love. In the evening, y'all. Thank you very much. Then we have, the Balderdash Boys with 33,333. Thank you both for the great content. Also, happy belated baptism. Thank you. All of heaven celebrated. Finally, would you be willing to try a whiskey finished in a wine cask for the show? Yeah, no problem. If so, I'd love to send you a bottle. Cheers, Sir Wes of the Balderdash Beer, Bourbon, and Balderdash Podcast. We should be listening to that, I have a feeling. Another 33,333.
That was a little slurring there.
Well, if you had this plastic in your mouth, you'd know what that's like.
Sure,
but okay.
It's not the wine.
I mean, do you point out to people, hey, man, you only got one leg. What's up with you with your wheelchair? Do you do that to other people on the street?
No, but you've done that to me before. You're like, you got a pimple right there on your face.
It's a little different, a pimple on your face versus your teeth being knocked out and having pieces of face. Okay.
Okay.
I'm invalid. 33,333. Jacob Davis.
Oh, Jacob. Jacob just had an appendectomy.
Is that
yesterday.
This Jacob? Jacob R.
Yes,
Davis?
In Hawaii.
What?
Yes.
In Hawaii?
Yes.
While he was on active duty?
No, I don't think so.
Oh,
but
man.
He's home now, yeah. Yesterday, yeah.
We'll be praying for his healing.
Wheeled him into surgery.
He says, I was pleasantly surprised when I heard you were going to start podcasting weekly. It's a boon for Vineyard Nation and the cork soakers of the world. The way you talk to each other is lessons in love and patience that all couples can learn from.
You like the way Adam like mimics my voice, I guess, huh?
That's why we stay together, babe.
Okay.
Can't wait to hear more about your faith journey. Thank you. Oh, there he is, 33,015 Satoshis, of course. Comic strip blogger. Dearest tender-hearted Tina.
Thank you.
And ally Adam. Your decision to increase your output with the KeeperCast by 2x will indeed prove to be a lucrative one. That's right. Yeah, we're doing it all for the money. That's right. The content you are projected to provide is deemed as reputable enough for the Bank of CSB to increase the license given to Gregory Foreman, the author of Boostergram sent from the podcast show, recapping artificial intelligence news articles, AI.cooking. Rejoice! The divine inspiration of the universe is alive and well within us all.
Nice.
Yo, CSB and Gwoof.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. I mean, they're
he's awesome. He donates every week.
And he donates to a lot of podcasts.
Yeah.
A lot. It's been his
value for value. He must get a lot out of it. I love that.
We got Bubba with 20,000 sats. Adam, congrats on the baptismal and the teeth and the memory loss. What memory?
Because remember, you forgot we had a baby.
Oh, that one. Oh, yes. So, have we found that kid yet?
No, we haven't.
As Tina says every time, we met Bubba at the Kill and Grill It.
Oh, yes, that's right. True.
It's funny to hear Tina remind you. Now drink more. There's no wine shortage yet.
That's why.
Checking in with 19,760 sats, the Dirty Jersey Whore. Hello.
KeeperCast.
KeeperCast. LOL. Good one, CSB. See, now they're boosting back and forth, passing on
love
messages.
It. Yeah. Love it.
And there's Sir Brian with an I again with 7,777. I outboosted Jake. Nanny, nanny, boo, boo.
They're like buds. They're buds.
That's cool. And there is, who is this? Colomona, also with 7777.
Decanting?
I don't know if it's a decanting. Is that a new person?
I haven't heard that name before.
Then let's just to make sure, we'll decant.
You've been decanted.
Oh. Please try the King James Authorized 1611 version of the Bible. The language may seem archaic, but I assure you it's not. It's actually more concise once you get used to it. And in my opinion, the unadulterated word of God. Psalm 23:4. Yay. You know this one.
Yes, I do.
I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I read Psalm 23 just the other day. My good friend Neil. His son, Seamus, took a turn for the worse. All of a sudden, you know, cancer came back, leukemia. And I read Psalm 23. We had read that to each other the first time his son went through this. And it was really comforting, I think, for him. I just said, hey, man, I'm reading Psalm 23.
Yeah.
And we got a beautiful note today that things have taken a turn for the better.
Good.
With Seamus. And we ask everyone to pray for Seamus.
Yes, because Seamus is, what, 8 or 9?
Nine, yeah.
And we were just talking yesterday, you know, even relating to that verse, we were talking about, or was it this morning, about how...
I think this morning.
My heart was just broken. And, you know, when things are going great, it's like, oh, yay, you know, God's doing great things for me. My faith is strong. It's when these
God's rocking it for me right now.
And when these things are, when these challenges face you, and my heart is just heavy for Neil and Seamus and his wife
and brother.
And I said, you know, this is where we have to really put on the full armor of God.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where our faith really comes into play.
I reminded myself, you know, this God has his plan and I live by faith, not by sight.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And that. Yes. Yeah. And lo and behold.
Yeah.
A turn for the better. We'll take everything we can get.
Absolutely.
So, thank you, Colomona. Then we have Lemon Marengo.
Oh, that's not Serial Kate, Serial Killer Kate.
6,000 sats. Love you too from the not so Serial Killer Kate in Chicago. That's right. Thank you very much, Kate. Cos Pelin, 3690. Checking out Podverse. Streaming sats finally found. So I need to boost this time. Thanks. Thank you.
Cos Pelin.
Cos, a Dutch guy, and also always boosting.
Decanting?
All the time. I think he should have one. I don't think he's donated to us yet, so let's give it to
you,
him.
You've been decanted.
See Brooklyn 112-3333. No note, but thank you very much. We have 1,700 sats from Alyosha. I think Alyosha. Please accept my free fountain sats. The app has playback issues, so I'll continue my quest to find the right 2.0 app for me. Well, I think there's an update coming, and people are fixing that.
It's got some bugs.
Yes.
It's got bugs.
You know, all of these apps are made by one or two guys tops. It's a labor of love. And by the way, when you boost, they get sats too. You're supporting them. You're supporting the whole infrastructure of podcasting 2.0. And you can know your favorite podcast will never get kicked off and no one can take away their money. The boosts are uninterruptible.
It's inevitable though. I mean, in order for things to improve, there has to be kinks. So
yes, but stick with it. And by the way, when you have issues, let these guys know. They love getting feedback and they will always try to help and make it better.
And if you have a dude named Ben that lives with you like I do, it really helps.
A couple more. Got 1,000 sats here from the Baron of the Old Bay. No jingles, no karma. He says, no problem. We won't do it. And then we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 boosts in a row of 111.
Wow.
From some quack. I think some quack has donated before. And and he says, this is a row of boosts. Find yourself someone who loves you enough to punctuate your call back with a musical outro.
Oh,
I think that was on our last show when, you know, we were laughing and then I landed the plane, as Jimmy would say, and took us right out of the show. It was good. I thought it was actually pretty good. Thank you all very much for boosting us. We appreciate that. Remember, we can now accept your Fiat Fun coupons through PayPal. It's all on our website, careerinthekeeper.com. We've got a donate page. We've got a sign up for the Substack newsletter, all kinds of stuff. And May 17th,
Next Wednesday.
Yes.
Next Wednesday.
Is it 17? Yeah, because tomorrow. Okay. We're one day early because you're leaving. That's right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So next Wednesday, we'll be doing weekly. And then before you know it, we'll be doing live.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, who knows?
I know.
We'll be doing cruise ships.
We'll be doing, cruise. Special appearances.
Drive-in shows. That's right. Hey, everybody.
I have a couple notes I want to share, too. Rick from Cleveland Soapworks sent us six handmade soaps.
Oh, yes. I'm glad you remembered that.
Which we ditched the Dove because Dove soap has so many chemicals in it.
This is some nice stuff that he's put together.
Oh, we really like it. So it says, Dear Adam and Tina, I just wanted to share some of my small batch artesian handmade soap, LOL, with the best married couple podcast in the universe. Oh, that's a good one.
Wow,
best married couple podcast news. I've included some all natural ones for the keeper and a few manly ones for Adam. Hope you enjoy it. Thank you for sharing your lives with us each week. It is truly a blessing.
Now,
which
one am I using? Because they all have names. Do you remember?
I can't remember.
It's the multicolored, looks like chocolate bars.
Is it tobacco something?
It smells like it. I love it.
So nice.
What's the domain name?
Soapworks.
Clevelandsoapworks.com.
Hold on. I'm working in the dark here.
Soapworks.
It'll be in the show notes. Here, producer.
Okay. Thank you.
Lo
and behold, Clevelandsoapworks.com. Perfect.
I also wanted to mention that I received the most lovely early Mother's Day gift box from Jessica from, let me make sure I got Dogwood Proper. We met Jessica and her husband there. I think she still is a Southwest Airlines flight attendant. He's a Southwest Airlines pilot.
The Ken and Barbie of Vineyard Nation.
Just such an attractive couple and so sweet and so nice. But she sent me this beautiful gift box, from her website, from her Dogwood Proper. She's an interior designer and does absolutely beautiful work. So I would suggest we'll put that in the show notes too.
You know what it's like? He looks like every single pilot you'd hope every single pilot would look like.
He does.
And she looks like just like every single flight attendant, the way you really want them to look. You know what I mean? That's who I want to
be.
They
were so cute.
Saving me when the plane goes down. That's what they're there for. They're not just for your drinks, people.
That was such a lovely, lovely surprise.
That was nice. Yes.
And then also I wanted to say that I haven't met this woman in person yet, but I've met her through Instagram and through texting. And actually she met with Pastor Jimmy and Annette and Loris. Mm-hmm. Yes. I hope I'm saying her last name right. And so we've started this conversation through texting and through Instagram. And she was so sweet. She sent me a book from John and Stacy Eldridge. It's called Captivating.
Oh, John Eldridge. You know,
yes, I'm reading Beautiful Outlaw. I'm reading that mm-hmm. right now. And she says, "For my sister in Christ, Tina, see how captivated the Father is with you, with love from Anne." And that was so sweet.
How nice.
And so special. I really love
that. Now, are you going to hook up with her? Are you going to meet her eventually?
Hook up with her? Yes, we're going to meet for coffee.
I'm sorry. Back in the day, that was just normal. Like, you know, hook up with them?
Yes.
Yeah.
We're going to meet for coffee. Nice. So eventually, yes, we've just been busy.
Hey, aren't you doing a keep up in New York? Aren't you doing some kind of keep meet up?
No, I'm off my throne. I'm off my throne I'm in New York.
Yes, you're just mom.
But speaking of friendships and everything, let's talk about your bromance with the Mercy Me dudes. Oh, yeah. You got a bromance going on. You and Jimmy and all those guys.
We got like five guys in this text chat, and we're just sending all kinds of funny stuff to each other.
So remember when Adam called the band No Mercy?
Hey, shh. Why are you going to do that, bro?
And I come home the other day, and he's jamming out to the New Mercy Me album. I'm like, dude, yeah, nice. He finally,
it's a great album. I've been waking up in the morning, like the hands up. I'm like, and it's, you know, it's like one of those things that gets stuck in your head. Like, man, that song again. Yeah, actually, I can't believe what's going on in my life. I was listening to the, what's that channel? On Sirius.
Message.
The Message channel.
He's listening to The Message now.
And I'm recognizing songs. I'm like, oh, I know that song. Oh, I know that song. Yeah. I mean, I go back and forth.
Yeah,
between
I do too.
Mosaic.
Mosaic. And Lithium, channel 33. Ding.
I like the Frank Sinatra channel.
No, I do not like the.
Yeah, but you're a heathen. You don't understand Frank.
I'm a heathen.
Frank is America, man. America.
Oh,
Frank.
My gosh.
He's gangster. He's everything you
they
want.
They don't just play Frank Sinatra.
No,
though.
No. They play Ella. They play all kinds. Oh, you don't like Ella Fitzgerald?
Not my favorite.
Shame on you.
No.
Come, Ella Fitzgerald.
Not my favorite. No.
No, okay. This will be your favorite, but you can't make a face when Ella is on. Ella is, she is the songstress, you know, like, no.
I'm a Gwen Stefani sort
of,
you know.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, there you go. Let me put it on the
Jackson.
Scale. Let me put Gwen Stefani, Alicia Ella Fitzgerald.
Keys.
Oh. All right.
I have one more thing.
Okay. Well, just let me mention, for an appearance, Pastor Jimmy and I will be at the Austin meetup on Saturday at Doc's Backyard. It's a Mother's Day meetup. Well, we won't be bringing our moms or our wives, but we will be there, and there'll be Jimmy's first experience with it. It's a no agenda meetup.
I know. Annette goes, oh, he's so honored. I said to Adam, I go,
it's a
does
backyard
he know he's
patio.
Going to a bar?
It's a backyard
wear
patio.
Wear your shorts and flip flops because it's going to be hot outside.
But I know that there's people who listen to their podcast.
Oh,
as well.
I know. I mean,
there's a big crossover.
For sure.
I think people will be very excited to meet him. And I know he'll be excited to meet the very diverse Austin No Agenda crowd, who are just very diverse and super fun.
Yes,
super
yes.
fun.
And
yes.
we two more things. Well, we do have in the works. We're going to do a crossover podcast with Annette and Jimmy too. We're going to do a podcast together. It's going to be a chat fest.
But here's my idea for that.
Okay.
Let me give you the timeline because everyone's getting all excited and stuff. But I'm the executive producer of all of this. Okay.
I'm the marketer.
I
got to market
Lauren Michaels of all this stuff. And here's what I'm saying.
And I'm the PR marketing department. So I need the direction.
Once you can heal Substack, you'll be the PR marketing
I've
director.
I healed it. It's ready to go.
Oh, God. I love you.
I love you too.
Marketing.
You cracked me up.
Remember.
What? I know.
What I said when I first met you, I said, where were you when I was trying to hire someone in my company?
Yeah.
No one understands marketing and communications like you do.
Yeah, because you said I would have hired you and then made you my girlfriend.
Wife, I think. Yes. I think I said wife. See, I'll make you my bitch.
Oh, no.
No, I didn't say that ever. I said, all I said was.
You better not.
No, but all I said was, I wish I could have. Where were you? I think I literally said that before. We had no relationship. No. I said that just, I was so enamored with your work. That's what I loved about you initially.
Yeah.
And your shoes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's a little bit more than that.
And you look pretty cute. So here's my plan.
Okay.
Let's first, we got to get our weekly schedule.
Yes.
Give us a little bit. You know, let's get the cork soakers used
special,
to it.
Special.
Yeah, let's get the, you know, get the newsletter going, get everything rocking and rolling. We got to get into our weekly swing. That could be, who knows? Just when we'll know when, I'll know when we're ready. Then we go live. Because, you know, that's a commitment. The commitment is you've got to be live at a certain at a certain time every single week. It's a commitment. You know, it cuts into your life.
Yes.
It's a real commitment. Then we bring them in for a four show when we have live and we have people in the audience boosting and sending in messages. That's when it'll be off the hook.
And we're drinking champagne.
Oh, well,
none of this aloe vera juice. We're drinking champagne.
Anything else for the show, darling?
No. I got one more thing.
Yes.
Miss Phoebe.
Yes.
Yes. We took Miss Phoebe in to get groomed. And we had to put her on the scale.
Oh, my God. And I don't use that lightly. We literally could not believe what happened.
She gained.
The last time I took her in, she was 109 pounds. And we, after we had been gone for a week, Shayna had been here. We thought she looked thinner. We weren't giving her as many treats. She's 119 pounds.
I think she weighs more than Annette.
What is going on? And so, and I'm talking to the vet. This is the young guy. And I said, I don't, we give her, you know, a cup in the morning, a cup in the evening. We've cut out all treats except, you know, she can have a bone treat in the morning after her walk. He says, no, I mean, this is very high caloric stuff. So you have to go back to, you know, like half a cup and half a cup. And I said, so what, she should lose 10 pounds? She said, no, I think she should lose 20. I'm like, wow, what have we done to this poor beast? And she is, she's gotten better, but she's a little mad.
She's cranky.
She's a little cranky.
She's cranky.
She's cranky.
Because, you know, she no longer has the Barbie waist. She has the skipper waist.
That's not it. It's because she's not getting the money. The money.
Money.
She's not getting the food she used to.
Yeah.
And then
she's angry.
And then I find out that you're not, you haven't cut back to a half. You're like three quarters because you say, oh, I feel bad for her. I know what it feels like. I'm like, you have to stick to the diet. You're cheating. You're cheating on the dog's diet.
But wait a minute.
What are you doing? Meanwhile, if she barks at night, you're like, let her bark. She's a dog. Baby, I love you.
I love you and too, Adam Curry.
Have a great trip to New York.
I will.
We'll see you next week, everybody. The Curry and the Keeper.